Hey, and welcome to the Sane Solopreneur Podcast. My name is Shelly Graves, and I'm from purplepassionmedia.com. I am an online business consultant who specializes in helping solopreneurs and micro business owners create successful freedom-based businesses. Each week, I'll share my tips and tools on how to run your solo business without losing your mind. Now, stay put. I'll be right back. Hey everyone, welcome to the holiday episode of the Sane Solopreneur Podcast. My name is Shelly, and I want to apologize for it taking so long to get another episode out to you. The last 30 days have been, you know, just a big mess. I had a big issue with malware on my website, and it's taken me almost a month to get it all cleaned up. But I am still planning to provide you with a quick podcast every week, starting this week. And again, I'm sorry for the delay. Now let's move on to the fun stuff. It's the holidays, and this is one of my favorite times of the year. So what I would like to do in this podcast is I want to give you some last minute tips on how you can make some money. You know what really gets me into the holiday spirit? I love it when I go into stores, like say Macy's, and you see all the Christmas decorations around. You can hear the music playing in the background. And once you get the tree back to your house, you know, that new tree, that smell is just intoxicating. I love everything about Christmas. And I think that we could take a lesson from Macy's. And one thing that you could do to get your customers or your potential customers in the mood to buy is to decorate your website. One thing you could do is you could add some holiday elements to your website. That means maybe snowflakes falling, lights, Santa Claus, you know, any kind of small little graphics just to help put them in the buying mood. If you would like to take advantage of these type of tools, there are two free plugins I know of that could help you add these elements to your website. And it's really easy to use, really easy to uninstall. And I will provide more detailed information on those two plugins in the guide back at the website. After you finish listening to this podcast, please head back to the website to download the guide that goes along with this podcast. And it just has everything we've talked about, everything we're going to talk about in more detail. Adding a little holiday flair to your branding wouldn't hurt at all either. And that means you could add something to your logo, like a little Santa Claus hat, Christmas lights. You know, there are a lot of different things that you could do. You could change your colors to more of Christmas colors, whatever your normal brand colors are. Just try and add in a little bit of the Christmas colors. And you don't have to stop with just your website. You should also do this on in all of your social media profiles. If you have any last minute flyers or coupons that you'd like to give out to your customers and clients, you could also add a little holiday flair to those documents, or any of the marketing documents that you have. You may want to consider having a last minute 12 days of Christmas sale. How this would work is you would offer a different product every day for 12 days leading up to Christmas. Some kind of a small product that's related to whatever the big product is going to be, and offer it at, you know, crazy, outrageous prices so they can't, they can't turn it down. You could do this by installing one way to present this is you could add an advent calendar to your website, and every day that you open up, it'll show a different product that you're having for sale. You could create a short holiday video that you could give to your subscribers, or you could post it on your website so that visitors could see it. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. You can use apps like Powtoon or Moovly to make completely free animated videos and whiteboard videos. I don't think they should be any longer than 2 or 3 minutes because people don't tend to pay attention to videos when they're really long. At the end of the video, one of the incentives for them to look at it would be to get to the end and you are offering them a coupon of some sort for, you know, something that can be, that needs to be bought before the end of the year. These videos that you create, you know, they don't have to just go on your website. You can also add them to your social media profiles, including Instagram stories and Facebook stories. If you're going to add them to Twitter, then you need to make sure your video is no longer than 405 seconds. And the ones that you add to the Instagram stories should be no longer than 60 seconds. Let's talk about your subscribers now. Whether you have a large list or you're just beginning your list, you could still send out a holiday campaign to your list, you know, offering them a coupon of some sort or inviting them back to your website so that they can see your advent calendar. You know, there are a number of things that you could do, but you want to also make sure that when you send this email out, you want to use a holiday template. And if you have MailChimp or ConvertKit, I'm sure they have templates that you could choose from. But if you want to be fancier, you could design it yourself, or you could go over to Fiverr and get someone to design you a really fancy, customized template that you can send out, you know, to your list. When you're crafting your message that you're going to send out with your campaign, you need to keep in mind that you want to use holiday-specific titling, you know, anything that's going to pique their interest and make them open the message up. Similar to the 12 Days of Christmas sale, you might also consider having a holiday contest. And you can make it fun and really get your customers involved. You could ask them to submit photos of, you know, their holiday decor, or you could do like an ugly sweater contest. And when they post it, the pictures, they could use a holiday hashtag that you've created so that it'll be easy for you to keep up with all the entries, and have them post the pictures on their social media profiles like Instagram and Facebook, or you could just pick one, you know, and tell them this is going to be an Instagram contest and give them the hashtag to use to post their photos. In the end, when you make the decisions, you know, for the winner could receive either a coupon for 50% off or any other small little token. You know, it's just really all about getting your customers involved and, you know, letting them know different types of products and services you have available. A relatively new way of alerting your customers and clients to holiday sales and exclusive is to use push notifications. Push notifications are those little boxes that you probably had this happen to you. Say you're on entrepreneur.com's website. All of a sudden, you'll see a message that pops up and says entrepreneur.com wants to send you notifications, and you choose either allow or not to allow. Those are push notifications. If you push allow, then anytime entrepreneur.com has any kind of special announcement to send out, regardless if you're on their website or not, it's going to pop into your browser because that's where the notification goes. They're push notifications to your browser. You could use this to, you know, let your clients and subscribers know about, you know, your holiday deals. You could also use it to let them know about special office hours or anything like that. And again, I told you, there's the company One Signal and Push Crew. You can sign up for a free account and send out push notifications. The only thing about this is you really want to practice restraint once you create your account and you have people to subscribe. If you start sending out messages every day, it's going to become irritating to them, and then they're going to block you. And, you know, you don't want that to happen. Depending on the type of online business you have, you may want to consider creating some type of special holiday download that would be available from your website to your visitors and subscribers. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. You know, it could be something as simple as a recipe guide or a shopping guide, or it could just be an audio of you teaching them something quick, you know, something useful and relevant. My last tip is to consider hosting a Twitter chat. It could be very interesting, and it could also help you gain a lot more followers. It could build your expert credibility. If you have a discussion related to, you know, something in your business or some kind of holiday related theme. And the good thing about these chats is it can be a chat with other businesses, or it could be an informational chat that you could have with your subscribers. All right, those are my last minute tips on how you may be able to make some money this holiday season. A few other things to keep in mind. You want to determine from the beginning what your goal is from this holiday campaign, this last minute campaign. That means you're not trying to just make money. Maybe you want to build your social media following, or you want to build your expert credibility, or you're trying to build your list. You know, whatever it is, you want to make sure you determine that from the beginning. And also, you want to make sure that you set deadlines for all of these coupons or offers that you're going to announce. You want to create a sense of urgency with your customers or clients. That could help them make a decision faster about buying from you. One last thing is I wanted to remind you to head over to the website, shellygraves.net/the podcast, and there you will find the guide that I spoke of earlier. It goes along with this podcast, and what it does is just give you a little bit more detail about various things we've discussed in this podcast. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope that these tips will be helpful to you in some way, and I'll talk to you again, or you'll hear from me again next week. Thank you.